I am a Republican. And I
Republican.
And I Republicana doo doo. Republicana not. Well, Republicana coo. Can I knew?
Why you give me a thumbs up?
Ah, this is the thumb of the Republican. Because I can. Sam I am.
And welcome.
I'm a Republican. And and I say, yes, this podcast can happen. This podcast is sponsored by the Republicans.
Yeah, yeah.
By the Republicans of the Republicans.
Okay, well, this is the Jam Strangler podcast.
Thank you, the Republicans. Thank you very much. That was beautiful.
Lovely,
wow.
Lovely show wowzers for you today.
Fantastic. Wow. It's
a beautiful Friday.
Yes. Oh, fantastic. Yeah, it's Friday, everybody.
What episode
take
are we
your
on?
Clothes off. Enough. It's enough. Been enough.
It's been enough. It's been maybe enough. We should wrap this whole thing up.
How old am I?
76.
Enough. I'm old enough. Enough for what? Enough for what, you may ask?
To party.
To party, everyone. To party. Get my tits out. Whoa!
Perky, perky. Perky, perky.
Oh, Christ.
How's the audience been? How have you guys been? Guys been good?
Oh, yeah? Fantastic. Yeah? That's great. That's great. Could you actually... Do you mind? Do you mind? Put your breasts away.
Less of the life.
See me
story.
Later. Fantastic. I just had a sip of beer so you know shit is going to go down tonight.
What are you drinking? Drinking beer, yeah?
I'm drinking beer, not wine. You drank all my wine last two episodes ago.
Where'd you get that beer?
Beer, I got it at the co-op, local co-op.
When did you get it?
When did I get it? I got it about last week.
All right, sweet.
Just
well,
been getting it.
Let's get on with the show.
Fantastic. That's good. Good bit there. That was good. You know, did your...
Stop flicking through that paper like you're thinking about something.
No, okay. Well, I'm not. Let's get to the show, okay? We've got some good stuff happening tonight. Okay, so we've got some exclusive audio recording of a funeral. Okay.
I don't think we should play that.
No. Well, what?
Considering we was all sitting there saying, "Don't play it." It's showtime.
Well, yeah. So lock up your dead people. Right,
we've got a funeral plan.
We've got a funeral. It's fucking planned here first, yeah? Everybody.
Wait, what's on after the funeral?
After the funeral, we've got some drink stuff. We've got some real depressing stories. One depressing one. And we got a fun bit there, and then it goes back down here again. Oh, and then it goes back up again. Oh, and then it goes back down again. Goes back up. It goes a bit further up. And then it goes all the way down. It goes real low.
Okay.
So that's just I just wanted to just kind of, if you want to draw that out on a graph.
Yeah.
It looked like a camel.
A camel?
Yeah, like a camel. So, fantastic. Okay. Oh, and on this sad, depressing day.
Saying depression. okay, go. Yeah.
On this very sad and unfortunate events happened. Depressing for the family. Yeah. I didn't know him in person. It's not depressing for me as a priest. Oh, this bit always gets me in erection. Mm. I would like to bring up. Anyone who has any words, any special...
Yes, I have words.
That man over there.
Harry was a good friend.
What the fuck? I don't know what the fuck I was.
But I like to think that I was his best friend.
I was his best friend.
We had some really crazy times together. No. There was that one time, I probably shouldn't tell you guys this, but when I was drunk, he had me face down on his bed and poured ants all over my ass to pretend I was an anthill.
Fuck.
We did have some crazy times.
We didn't even like who's playing. Oh, yes, is that? Oh, that's so good. Thank you very much. Oh no, as his best friend. See, like, you know, someone who really knows him. Like, the thing is that, you know, he had secrets. He was secrets. Like, did anyone know he was secretly gay? No, but I'm outing him now. You know, I'm outing him now at his funeral. You know, and you know, and. And he said that I could do that because I was his best friend, you know? That's horrible. You know, because I'm his best friend.
No, he didn't want anyone to know about that. I'm his best friend.
No, Look, we can't.
He told me that you done a shit in your parents' bed.
Well, that's that. Well, me.
Yes,
well,
you.
No.
You.
No.
Okay, move away. I've still got some more of my stories to tell about him.
Okay, look. As his best friend, I'll talk. Because I, his best friend should really headline it. You talk first.
No, I'm his best friend.
No, seriously.
I am his best friend.
Seriously, like, you know, what he would really want. He
said he wanted fireworks. Where are the fireworks?
Look at this piece of paper. Look, don't look at it. Look, see it?
Go away.
Look, like that. It says, no.
No one wants to listen to your bullshit.
Can't you see it?
Sorry about this, everyone.
Can't you see it? Look, it says, I want...
This man's delusional.
I want Gary Jennings to...
Can we get him escorted out of here, please?
He's my best friend. Look, I...
He's being a nuisance. He's always followed him around.
And now
he's following him to his funeral.
Guys, you know the stuff we got up to. They used to call us.
Everyone's seen the videos on Facebook.
They used to call us Backy Lads. You know what I mean? Backy Lads.
What's Backy Lads?
What do you mean, what's Backy Lads? You know what Backy Lads
what's
is.
Backy Lads?
Backy Lads is when.
Yeah?
Is when we used to
be best friends. We used to be best friends, right?
Like best friends do together. No. Just us two. Right?
Oh, don't even.
And we used to jump on each other's backs.
I'm going to fucking knock
naked,
you out.
Naked, right? And run around the streets, right? You know, it was just, we was causing havoc. We was causing havoc. Others have said other things in the past.
Can we get this man out?
Guys, look, I'm his best friend. Look, and only your best friend would know that sort of stuff about him. You know, you don't even know one secret about him.
His daughter Claire's crying.
Oh, you just because you know his daughter's name. Is that it? Is that it? Just because you know the daughter's name? Look, I'm standing here. I'm standing here, and I'm saying he's a gay man.
Why is there so many women in the room?
Why is there so many women? Why don't I know any of your family's names? Ah, my best friend.
What's your name, sir?
My name, sir. It's Gary Jedhams.
And. Are you gay by any chance?
Oh, no, I'm not gay.
You're not gay?
He's my soul.
Yeah, get it out, mate. Get it out.
I met him in a roundabout. On a roundabout.
I can't deal with this.
I met him in the woods.
I think I'm going to have to leave.
I met him on the woods. On the heath. I met him on the heath. Okay.
I'm going to have to leave. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's not try and ruin the podcast.
Not today. And thank you very much for that funeral bit.
Be back in a sec.
And it's fucking...
Okay, Jake. I'm going to hold up some pictures.
Right.
And I need you to tell me...
Yeah.
How you feel.
Okay.
Okay. Just how you feel. I don't want you to describe the image. Otherwise, the audience might guess what you're seeing. Tell me how you feel.
Horny, confused.
Mm-hmm.
Now kind of gay.
Why are you feeling gay?
I'm not really sure what some of it is. Other parts are very, very phallic. Very phallic. And the others, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah? Okay, okay. That's image one. And image two.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling scared, but maybe flip it over. Oh. Now I'm liking that. That's a bit better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Flip it over. Yeah. Bring it closer. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You like that?
Is this just an old porn mag you found? Or?
And then our last one.
Well, that's interesting, and that brings up issues. What colour skin has he got in that one? Oh, okay. Okay, fair enough.
Yes.
Really good stuff. Did you draw them yourself?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't. And that's the end of...
Oh, thank you very much.
Feelings Pictionary.
Oh, fantastic. I hope that bit comes back again. So I can cut it out again. Fantastic. hope you bring that back again and just do it with yourself.
Okay, Luke, we're going to hold up some pictures for you. And you're going to have to tell us how you feel. Ooh, I don't like that one.
This can't happen. That one's not very nice. You're just talking to yourself. This can't happen. What is going on?
Oh.
This is ridiculous.
Oh.
This really is. I mean, this is an award-winning podcast, and you...
I feel like I want
to
be sick.
You're looking at pictures, and you're not even describing them. All you're doing is just reacting to them. To a picture we can't even see. You're no better than this image is hurting my ears. Okay, I've got to move on. Okay? So...
Well, this one's making
so me... So, if you notice, Luke, you've got a very...
sour taste.
You've got
a
very fancy drink, right? You've got a very fancy drink, and that's how I... We've got very, very fancy
What are
drink.
They called?
We're very, very fancy drinks. Very. Right? And I just want you to, I'm going to describe mine first.
Okay.
Okay, so, it's sitting in...
What is it?
It's sitting in a small toy toilet, okay. The first part. That's the well. That's where you start.
Well,
yeah. But that is then on top of a small tree trunk.
Okay.
Small tree trunk.
The...
Okay.
Okay.
Liquid-wise inside, I've got horse sperm.
Yeah.
Horse sperm, just as a base. I don't want to get too drunk.
Okay.
Then I've got actual milk, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard rumours in the past that does help. Okay. And then on top, bit of orange squash, bit of real orange.
Give it a hint of flavour.
Right, real squeezed orange, right?
It can't just all be salt.
Okay. I love my salt. And then we just have straight malt vinegar, just do it with the salt and the vinegar. Okay, mm-hmm. We've got the sweet, the salt, the vinegar, we've got all of the flavours. Then we need to start adding the alcohol, okay?
Fish.
We just have gin, and more gin, with a hint of rum, okay? A bit more gin.
How do you include a hint of rum?
Hint of rum, okay? I pour the rum into my mouth, and I just go, and just spray it back at it through my teeth. Just spray it back.
So there'll be a small portion that makes it in the glass.
Yeah.
That's in the well.
That's the drink part, but... On top of the drink, okay, I've got three lemons hanging out of it. Right, wood spikes through the lemon, bam, 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 bam. Not really adding any flavour, just there for decoration, okay? So I can barely already get my lip onto the urinal. Right? Okay, so
I open up the toilet seat.
Yeah, so they're attached to the mm-hmm, top of the toilet mm-hmm. seat. Now I open it. Yes. Let's decorate the top. I've got tinsel, old Christmas tinsel around the top, right? Around the top. I've got some fairy lights. I've got the fairy lights spinning all the way around the urinal.
Okay.
I've got five fireworks, right? Instead of having
six.
The back part, right? Fucking shitloads of fireworks.
Game of Thrones shit.
Yeah. And when your drink becomes dry enough at the bottom with all of the horse sperm, okay, right?
Friction.
You light it. You light the bottom of it using a sparkler that's attached to the bottom trunk.
So how do you light the sparkler?
That, you fucking go...
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You just go like that, and then you go... You just...
The action's made sense.
Like that. Inside the horse sperm. The horse sperm leads out, fires all the rockets off. Boom. But that's not all. Okay, that's not all. When you put the toilet seat back down...
Yeah.
Right? So that's... Right? That's the drink now. That's the drink marinating.
Yeah.
I've got... Five fucking pineapples, huge pineapples, okay? Sliced them into, like, strange kind of portions. They're like diagonal portions, I've done it. They're kind of strange. They're all on fucking metal poles. They're all on metal poles, right? Right? With barbed wire, right? Barbed wire. Right?
Yeah.
I've kind of laced between.
Okay,
laced
okay.
between all of them.
I'm feeling
it. And they're
it.
Just kind of, just on one side, just kind of like... Oh, what am I doing here? I've got money. I can afford a good drink. I can afford a good drink.
How much does this drink cost?
Oh, enough. Enough to party. Okay. And then, I've got some bamboo. I want some culture. I want some culture in there.
Yeah.
And bamboo says culture.
Okay.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
I steal some of that from my neighbour's garden fence.
Panda.
Yeah. And from the panda. Right. Fucking steal some of that. Mm-hmm. Steal some of that. Staple it Hold to on. The side of the toilet.
Wait, you've been... Just so you know, that's our fence.
Oh, fuck. Well, we have been putting up the wrong fence all these years, so... Whatever. Okay, all right. So we get up that bamboo, right? Mm-hmm. Get that bamboo, and then just to authenticate all the Chinese stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
With that kind of Chinese kind of stuff going on. What I do is then I lace spring rolls down all of the bamboo shoots. Spring rolls. And then I go down to the local Chinese, and then I buy a fucking chicken chow mein, right? Mixing it up. Bam, 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 bam. Chicken chow mein, chicken chow mein. Like that. Mm-hmm. I'm standing in the shop. Chicken chow mein, chicken chow mein. And I chuck it at the bamboo. Chuck, 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 chuck. Boom, boom. And then I just fucking, I just get, like, you know, like the top part of like, you know, what's it, the basin? Yeah. You know, the basin. I fucking get the top part of one of them, just smash it over my own head. And I'm just like, I'm done.
Completely done.
I am done.
That's it.
And I'm like, art.
Oh.
Art. That's what art is to me. What's in your drink?
What's the third ingredient?
The third ingredient is... Squash.
Is it orange? Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
What do you mean? Of course, I make this drink every night.
Yeah, you know.
Fucking, you know. That's how it just gets me up in the morning. You know what I mean, as well? Like, one at night, one in the morning, one a bit past midnight, one in this.
My drink is served in a shot glass.
Okay, go for it.
That is placed inside of a hollowed out orange, which is placed inside of a...
Fantastic.
A hollowed out watermelon.
Okay.
But actually in the drink,
yeah,
we have about 3 to 5 milliliters of orphan tears.
Yeah.
Specifically from one orphan.
Yeah.
And then we have, I can't really remember the ratio. I'm not the one that serves this drink.
Oh, right. Oh.
I'm just the...
Right.
I'm just the man who enjoys to drink it.
Okay.
I don't ask questions. But yeah, it's like one bit water to... 2 bits bleach.
Okay, fantastic.
And then to finish it off, we have the mother of the orphan, real mother.
Yeah,
her tears.
Oh, fantastic! That is just brings it home, doesn't it?
And that actually, if it's done right, it should just all fit with on the melon quite nicely. It should be all smooth.
Yeah,
there should be no kind of bumps or like absolutely fantastic. Beautiful.
That sounds beautiful. You know what? You know how to make a drink. Well, you know how to make a drink, you do.
There's
one thing they've always said, you know how to make a drink.
When you get the waiter to bring it over as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely hilarious.
Is it? Why is that?
They start carrying around four fucking melons.
Fantastic. That's great. That's really good stuff, Luke. Really good stuff. Oh, no.
What do they call your drink? Sorry.
Oh, what they call my drink? It's kind of unknown. What we call it in the industry is a 107B.
107B?
Yeah. I mean, you know, and, you know, next episode, you'll get the 107A, you know, 107D, okay. C.
It'll all become clear. It'll all become clear.
So you need to start. Listeners, this is... a broadcast. This is this is a message to you. A message to you.
You need to listen.
Pretty much. You need to start making a Wikipedia for this show. There is information here that needs to be wrote down. And I'm not the guy to do it. It's all up here. Not down there. But near my hands. You know what I'm saying? So. And so this is going to go down. Oh, fantastic.
What are we going with? Hello?
You know my colleague. You know my colleague?
Yeah.
Not really a friend. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, we hooked up once. We hooked up once, you know?
Okay, how did this happen?
What do you mean? No, look, we're just a colleague, you know? I don't know her, but yeah, I can't remember her name. Can you remember her name? I don't know.
Yeah? Yeah, carry on.
She's just a colleague, right? She's not a friend. Just a colleague, okay? Just telling you, yo, we work together, okay? Sometimes I help her out with her computer. It's nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. You think you're saying to the audience, oh, that, you know, oh, that, Oh, that she's not just a colleague. There's more to it. Well, no, no. The truth is, she's just a colleague. And I, you know, fucking. Sometimes I finger her in the, you know, in the cafeteria area. That's it. She is not anything more. Nothing more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing more.
Yeah.
Nothing more than just a colleague.
Just a colleague.
Just a colleague.
We're dying to know more.
Okay. All right. just a friend. No. She's just a friend.
Just a friend.
You know, she's currently dating one of my family, currently.
Yeah. Don't know which
never
one.
Never met her before.
Which family?
I don't even know her name. She's just a colleague. Just a colleague. I've never met her.
Yeah?
Never met her. We don't even work on the same floor.
How little do you know her?
I banged her in like the lift or something. Don't know her. Don't know her name. Never met her. Don't know what she wears. Don't know what she wears.
What colour is her hair?
I don't know.
A colleague, yeah?
Just a colleague. She's got brown hair. I think I must have saw her through a window once. I don't know her. What are you doing? Look, I don't know her. You know what I mean? You're judging me. You're judging me.
Does she drive a car?
I don't know. Why would I know that? Look, we're on the, you know, we've got a lot of parking at where I work. I banged you in a car. Is that what you want to know? Look, that's what you're looking for from me, isn't it? That's what you're looking for. Okay? While she was driving. So, look, is that
what
it?
Car?
I don't know her.
What's her name?
Look, I've seen her in the same email chains before. That's it.
What's her name?
Look, I don't know her name. I seriously don't know her name. Jacqueline. Her name's Jacqueline, okay? But I don't know. Look, the only reason I know that is from the emails. From the emails I saw that she was CC'd in, whatever. You know, it happens. We work in the same place. Yeah.
Yeah, is that all?
Look, I sit next to her. I sit next to her at work, okay? Sit next to her. There's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong. I've never met her. She's just a colleague. Just a colleague. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah?
Just a colleague. She's not even a friend. Look, I've never got coffee with her.
Okay.
I fucked her in the disabled toilets at the coffee place. Look, she's just a colleague. Just a colleague. You know? Look, I can feel you judging me.
Yeah.
I can feel you judging me, but what I'm saying is she's just a colleague.
Yeah?
I just want to know.
Just a colleague.
No. Just, I don't know what she's doing at the moment. I just don't know.
So, where's Jackie now?
Look, she texted me half an hour ago. She said, come round. Your family member that I will not name has just gone out.
Right. What's the family member's name?
I don't know. One wouldn't know. I can't say on this podcast. It's Luke. What do you want me to say? I don't know what to say. Look, judging me just all the time. She's just a colleague. I've never met her and don't speak to her. I've never spoke to her. Sometimes I finger her at my workstation. That's it. Maybe a little blubby, you know, when everyone leaves. But she's just a colleague.
Okay, just a colleague.
That's mainly it.
What colour underwear does she have on?
She's got the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday stuff. Beautiful. And I've seen all of them. Wow, but I feel you judging me right now. And yeah, well, and it's really bringing on my anxiety. Yeah? Really, yeah, really. But as I say, just a colleague, and we, you know, just keeping it civil. Sometimes I help her with a computer. That's it. Barely make eye contact with each other while I'm fucking her from behind.
Is she married?
No, engaged. She's engaged.
Yeah.
Fuck. She's just a colleague. Why do I know so much? She's just a colleague.
Just a colleague. Okay.
Yeah.
So she's engaged.
No, she's just a colleague.
Who's she engaged to?
To Luke. But she's just a colleague.
Hello there, young boy.
I mean, young girl. I mean, person. Your flies are undone. Let me just get them for you. There you go. Oh, now they're undone. I'm sorry.
I've got both. Got any? Got any chocolates, miss?
Let me just
have a no. I want
do some. Up that top button.
Go on, miss. Miss, go on. Have you got any sweets, miss?
Wow.
I'm a big boy and big girl.
Oh, what big shoes you have.
Well, well they're quite big. They're only size 9 though. I think you're overstating, really.
They're bigger than my shoes. Wow.
Are you Rowan Wilson?
Wow.
Wow.
You're as crazy as a road lizard.
I've never heard that before. Is that the first time you've ever said that?
Wow.
You said like I feel like I know you're saying that, but
Wow. Hey, come on everyone.
Oh no.
Wow. Those are some big shoes. you can undo your flies now.
I don't think it is Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Let me get that wig. Oh, come here.
Oh, quick. Get off me. Wow.
It is Owen Wilson. When you're making the next Shanghai Noon.
It's Shanghai Noon. Well, yeah. Wow.
God, that's brilliant. Good, great work. Brilliant work. Oscar-worthy work.
Wow.
But you're still, you know, coming up to transgender kids and bothering them.
Wow. Wow. Dude, it's just a prank, bro.
I know it's just a prank, bro, but seriously, dude, my ex-girlfriend, dude, you know what? I'm a prankster, and you're a pranky doo-doo.
Oh, jeez, was that just a pranky doo-doo?
Shit, dude.
Hey.
Dude, what are those?
You got me.
Deb.
Deb on those haters.
Shit. Oh my god, my M's are...
Hey.
My own M's are pranking me, dude.
Dude.
My own mouth's pranking me, am I right, dude?
I didn't even mean to say that. What are you doing, mouth? Stop running yourself.
Hey, a mouth, am I right, dude? Prank, bro. It's just a prank.
Every O is a go.
It's just a prank, but...
Oh, it's just a prank, bro.
It's just a prank, bro. We had a little kiss there, but it's just a prank, bro.
JK.
JK, dude.
Got you.
Hey, dude, look at this. Just a prank, bro.
Hey, look, there's a video camera there.
There's a video camera here. Dude, can you remember last summer when I pranked you so hard, bro, and I was fucking you? How funny was that, bro?
You pranked me so good.
I fucking pranked you over, dude. Dude, your girlfriend left you so hard after they caught us going out, dude.
Yeah, she was so hard.
Bro, dude.
Just a prank, bro.
I raw dogged you, dude. Prank, bro. 1 year later, prank, bro. You're going to have my kids, bro.
Prank. I still can't walk properly.
Oh, prank, bro. You shouldn't shit either. Prank, bro. Dude, we are such pranksters. I've got some shit hot pranks lined up, dude.
Man, there's been some pranks in the web for a long time.
Dude, I'm pranking.
You know when your sister got hit by the car last week? Ah, it's just a prank, bro.
It's just a prank, bro. I pranked myself so hard the other day. I tied my shoelaces together. I forgot about it on purpose. And then I tripped the fuck over, dude.
No, it's just a prank.
Just a prank. I had to tell myself it's just a prank, bro. I even had four cameras set up, dude. And I forgot about them. I'm such a fucking loose cannon, man. Dude.
So loose.
I'm so loose. I'm so loose after you pranked me, bro.
Do you remember that prank?
Shit, man. You pranked me so hard, my girlfriend left me. And my kids. You pranked me so hard, dude. So hard.
Do you remember,
man,
when your wife pranked you?
Oh, yeah. Whether you was fucking my wife? Dude, you pranked me so hard, dude. Well, man, you got me, man.
What do you think is the most legendary prank that we've ever pulled?
Oh, man. It was probably when we went to that gay orgy and we just fucked each other the whole time. We pranked all of them. They all wanted to fuck us and we just fucked each other,
dude. We're not gay.
We're not gay. We was just fucking each other. Raw dog as well. They were just like, oh, my God, those dogs are raw. And then we was just like, prank, bro. It's just a prank, bro.
Only pussies fuck pussies.
Exactly. Only pussies fuck pussies. I still don't know what that means, but we're just that. Just a prank, bro.
Level 4 prank.
Sign these NDAs. It's just a prank, bro. Fuck me, man.
Can you sign this NDA? Because we're going to prank you
in a
minute.
I'm going to prank you, bro. Yo, nothing's coming, but sign this NDA anyway. It's just a prank, bro. My new YouTube channel was just a prank, bro.
Yo, yo, yo. It's just a prank, bro.
It's just a fucking prank, bro. Radio 666. And I'm out.
Oh, mister. Will you please help me?
Here I am, the Justice Avenger. Staff of Light.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yo, shit. Did that motherfucker just save you? Who are you?
I'm the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
No, but who are you? Seriously, dude.
I'm the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
Well, hello there. Who is this, man? Who are you? Are you a part of a team?
I'm Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
Shit, well, he a talkative motherfucker, ain't he?
I'm a Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
Sir? Who are you?
I'm the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
Yo, bitch, it's your favourite prankster over here. But who are you?
I'm the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
No. But who's that?
I'm the Justice Avenger.
No, but who's that over there flying?
I'm the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
No, I am the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
I am the Justice Avenger, Staff of
Light. No, I am the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
Who's that?
It is me.
I'm the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
I am the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
Yeah, will you two crackers just get along? Who are you guys?
I'm the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
Would someone please help my cat in the tree?
Well, as being the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light,
I am the alpha male in this situation.
I am the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
If you could step down, that would be great.
Please, sir, leave it to the professionals. I am the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
Let me just get my ladder. Please, I am the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
I can fly up there because I am the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
I've really done it.
Oh, get me my ladder, Robin.
I've really done it. You stay down here. You go back home. I am the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
I wear my underwear on the outside. I am the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
I wear 3 pairs of underwear. I wear it between all layers.
I wear your wife's underwear.
Oh, yeah, so on. But I'm the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light. And my wife says, yes, you do.
I'm the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
I'm the Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
Your shoes are tied together.
Oh, yes. Oh, tricks. You've got me again. Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
It's just a prank, bro.
It's just a prank, bro.
I'm Justice Avenger, Staff of Light.
So I'm in a canoe. I'm going 30 miles per hour. Faster than a man should go. With his hair.
We've all heard this story before. We know how it ends. You fucking that dog in the bush.
You think you know the whole story. But what about when I told you about the dog and he didn't talk to me for years?
Tell me.
Is that the dog?
Tell me.
Is that the dog, Freddy?
Why is there a kid in the bar?
Hi guys!
I thought this bar was just full of solely semen.
Yeah, I'm here. And fisherman.
Wait, what?
Fill me in. Tell me that story. So I was...
Okay, I guess I'm outvoted then.
I was going 30 miles per hour. Hair blowing through my wind.
Get to the dog park.
Hair blowing through the wind. Right, through your wind.
It was a hairy wind. The hairiest wind you've seen this side of...
Is that just a really hairy fart?
It's just a hairy wind. I was swimming. I was swimming like a motherfucker. And then I got out. And then I fucked it. Fucked it dog. And that's the whole story.
What a story.
And that's...
That's a deep, deep story.
And that's making it... That's the long version.
I have a story exactly the same as that.
Oh, I bet you do, Sully Cinnamon...
Peter.
Sakalai.
Steve.
Sakalai.
Yeah, I have a story very...
Oh, thank God. Very, at least someone does.
Very, very similar to that. And it's just with a cat.
Oh.
Whoa, this is...
Was hair going through your wind?
Hair was going through my wind. Balls were going through my fur.
No, not the balls, through the fur. through my balls. No. It was fur in my snow. I got the furriest snow this side, the fur snow.
Well, the cat's name was Snowball.
Snowball, no, Snowball, that's my cat. That's my cat, don't say it ends the same way.
Your cat fucked me.
Oh, no! Well, good on him, champ. Good on him.
Well, my story includes both the cat and the dog.
No!
So screw you guys.
I'm in a romantic relationship with the dog. And that's my cat.
This is getting intense.
One dog, one cat.
New tricks. Fuck the old tricks. I showed that dog some new tricks that night.
Every dog has its day.
D-Day, dog day.
That cat's only got one more life.
Before I shave that pussy.
Do you prefer furry or shaving?
Anyone want to get on the boat? I know it's dark outside. And this, we're in this warmly lit tavern right now, drinking the best ale this side of Elsby.
Could you pass me my ale, good sir?
There you are.
Fucking, wasn't too much effort, was it, mate?
You spilled half of it.
You drunk the other half.
You literally passed it 10 centimetres and you spilled half of it.
You fucking Alzheimer's motherfucker.
Your hand's been shaking since you saw that octopus back in 39. Tell me about that time you saw the octopus.
Wow.
How were the waters? Were they rapid?
All over me.
Maybe that was just eight.
What, the water or the octopus? Tell me more, boy.
Sounds like it was more along the lines of eight dicks.
Eight big, long tentacles.
Tentacle dicks. Tentacle dicks.
Okay, guys.
Hentai.
Oh, those big old eyes with those tentacle dicks.
Wow.
And the big old puss octopus.
Yeah. Takes me way back. Good times, good times.
Makes me feel young again.
I remember it ruined my bed. Left ink everywhere, motherfucker.
Where did you sleep?
On an inky bed.
Of course.
I didn't clean up for weeks. I was part of the octopus then, at that point. I thought I could sell it. I started writing with it. Writing fanfiction, octopus fanfiction.
Carry on.
Octopus, like
octopus sex fan fiction.
Yeah, tell me more.
About me and an octopus. Based on the true stories of old McGregor of Farty Pants.
Farty Pants.
Tentacles here.
Who got fucked by eight guys and thought it was an octopus.
Eight he's, tentacles, he's lots so, of holes.
You were so pissed that night. You were so pissed, man.
That's the kind of stuff that you only see in that big old gangbang porn.
Oh, that big old gangbang octopus porn. Yes, but yeah, guys.
He's got plenty of tentacles. I got plenty of holes.
Fucking hell.
Ink me up. Let's ride the leather home.
Yeah, they're called suckers, aren't they?
Yeah, well.
Well, I think you've outdone me with the octopus there.
Yeah.
Mine was a cat. To be more precise, it was a kitten.
I'll let you fish in these waters from now on, boy.
Well, what we got in these waters. What's in there for me?
Oh, and guys with huge tentacle dicks.
Why are we keeping people in this water?
You gotta watch every motherfucker in this place. Some of them have got big tentacle dicks. I know. Don't ask me how I know. I know. Well, I'll tell you how I know. Cause I had a good sucker on them.
You breathed on us.
We inked a leather together.
Speaking of harpooning whales,
I saw your wife the other day.
Hey, tough crowd.
Talk about any holes of gold, am I right?
Hey, if tentacles are involved.
Who's seen my wife?
Hey.
I haven't.
That blowhole is
it's just amazing.
Wait, are we still talking about my wife?
Hey, I'm talking about your daughter, am I right?
I thought we were talking about my octopusy.
Oh, shit, man.
Wait, sure.
Just coming around here with your octopus. With your octopus tails. Right.
That was beautiful.
I am a Republican.
Oh, here we go again. Here we go again.
As a Republican.
Our sponsor.
I advise this message as being one of the best messages of the message.
You've had your thumb up the whole episode.
I've had my thumb, and I stuck it up in the air. And I can stick it up a man's ass if I want. And I can stick it up my own wife's ass. I can stick my thumb wherever. I stick my thumb up my kid's ass. All of them. And this I've got enough thumbs for everyone.
I think this is...
As a Republican, I sponsor this message.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
What a fucking nutter. I put a thumb up anyone's ass who calls me a motherfucker.
Okay, thank you from the sponsor. Thank you.
As a Republican... I will never put
okay,
my thumb
you, thank
down.
Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay.
I put my thumb on the spot.
If you noticed, we did have a special guest in there. We had a little bit of Ben.
He joined us
for the last bit.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
Yeah, you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
What did you feel it was like? A bit difficult? Was it a bit
first
crazy?
Time
yeah.
On the mic.
Yeah, I think you done well.
Yeah, done
you
well.
You come out with some absolute crackers.
Yeah.
I know, I was laughing at your bits.
Biscuits, cheese.
I don't even laugh at my bits.
Yeah. No one does. I have to keep on putting fake laughter in for his bits. For me. I just record myself laughing for ages. And she's like, hold on, how is he talking and laughing at the same time?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. There is a lot of that. Yeah, it's been a lovely episode. It's
been really good stuff.
Episode 5.
Episode 5, yeah, in the barrel. So, fantastic. Really good stuff. I really enjoyed it.
When will we see him next? We'll see him next week, won't we?
Who?
The audience.
Oh, the audience. Well, I'm seeing them all the time.
You are my children.
Yeah, you are my children. I own you. If you're listening to this, fuck you.
And if you're my ex-wife's children,
then don't call me. Then don't call me. Don't try and find me. But if you have found me, don't try and locate where I live. Okay, they're knocking at the door. Fuck. Fuck. Okay, I'm going to have to run and...
Let's cut this short.
Yeah.